Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Antilier, Christian Garrick back here on Sports Talk. Brian Kelly, the head coach of the LSU Fighting Tiger football program, joining us now. Coach Kelly, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Before we get started, I just want to let you know who you're talking to. Bobby Hebert, former Saints quarterback, first quarterback to lead the Saints to the postseason, and our college football analyst, Mike D'Antilier, and my name's Christian.
This is a big New Orleans day. I'm glad to be on the show, and thanks for having me, and look forward to talking a little football.
Now, Coach Kelly, to come out the gate swinging, while you know in these parts, high expectations, and you've been a part of that, when you look at nationwide or worldwide university, the Fighting Irish and Notre Dame, but what now, the first spring, now that it's over, what's your number one concern heading into fall camp, you know, come August and come the season, to be ready to roll against Florida State right here in New Orleans in the Superdome?
Well, you know, I think first of all, we got to figure out the quarterback situation. You know, when you install the offense, you're not really in spring ball trying to figure out, you know, what the offense is going to do for a particular quarterback as much as, you know, with the new offensive structure and system, we're just laying down the fundamentals of the offense. So, you know, preseason camp is going to be now that we know each quarterback, we're going to have to, you know, install what they do well. And each one of those quarterbacks has a different skill set. So that doesn't concern me as much as that we're going to have to be very deliberate in how we put together the preseason schedule and how we, you know, rep each and every quarterback so they can separate themselves. So that's going to be a little bit of work. And then I think the one thing that concerns me a little bit is, you know, we're not very deep. I think we have some talented players on both sides of the ball, but and you got to prepare your football team the right way, and we will, but you got to be very cognizant of the fact that, you know, we had 39 scholarship players going into the Texas Bowl, and, you know, we did a very good job, I think, as a staff of addressing those needs, but there are some depth issues that we've got to be aware of.
Now, Coach Kelly, playing the quarterback position, I know how a great tight end, well, you can lean upon a great tight end, and, you know, when you're trying to get rid of the ball, just almost like blocking out position like you got in basketball and the ball placement, you know, a tight end can be almost that security blanket for a quarterback. So how do you view, like, the tight end position now compared to maybe when you first started, even a couple of decades ago now with the spread offense, how it is? Because I was reading where the tight end position right now for the Tigers, a lot of technical issues and that they're going to need to work on before the season. And ideally, you'd want that experienced tight end that any quarterback can want to lean upon. But where are y'all at right now, and is that something you think you can still address in the transfer portal?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, my background is that I've never taken the tight end off the field. I'm not somebody that likes the matchups of four wides. I like the tight end on the field. I think it gives you great leverage on defense. As you know, if you followed the offenses that I've run over the past 5-6 years, I've used two and three tight ends. And I just think it's very difficult. It shortens the defensive coordinator's play calls when you have the ability to utilize tight ends in that fashion. We don't have that depth, quite frankly. And, you know, the young men that we have are going to be doing everything they can to help and assist, but we're a little deficient, so we're going to have to recruit very, very hard at that position. I think Mashburn, Taylor have done a nice job But, you know, again, we're going to have to be creative at that position, I guess is what you're, what I want to say, and do a really good job of creating opportunities with those tight ends, but support them the best we can.
Coach, you've had the reputation, no matter where you've been, your offensive lines have been a real strength of your football team. And you go back, man, since 2014, your team's at Notre Dame. You produced 8 NFL offensive linemen. 4 of them were first-round picks. And I think that, you know, as much as we talk so much about the quarterback position, it's so important today. That building up front is so critical. And it was an area LSU just couldn't keep healthy. And in doing a study last year, tackles and guards were the two most injured players in college football over the last 5 years. So it's not all about building a front five, but also building a front five behind the front five. You brought up the depth issues on there. But finding the right five, I think, is going to be critical for your football team.
Well, I would agree with you 100%. I think, you know, my focus, my attention, you know, as I, you know, sit in the offensive staff meeting rooms, look, we got enough players. You know, there's enough offensive scheme, you know, in college football, you know, to last, you know, a lifetime. My focus has been on getting the right 5 guys on the field. And as you know, one of the guys that I wanted on the field was Will Campbell. You know, putting a true freshman on the field requires the head coach to sign off on it. And I just felt like he was a guy that we needed to get ready. And I think by the end of the spring, we saw that he's a guy that can play as a true freshman. He handled himself the right way. He's got, you know, he handles all the things that come at him, and that means he's got emotional intelligence. He's got the intelligence as a football player. He can handle himself when things don't go the right way. If we can get back, it looks like we're going to get the Bradford kid back that played quite a bit for us at the other tackle position. Dellinger is back now from an injury. You know, I really think that we can surprise some people with that offensive line because, again, in this SEC, physicality is still going to win out on the offensive line.
Now, Coach Kelly, not only this offseason are you coming to LSU, but even into the future, it's a total different animal when you look at the transfer portal when it comes about there. And you had to do this. I thought this is outstanding that you were able to sign 14 so far, or, you know, that number continues to change. But basically a number 3 transfer class rated by 247 Sports, only behind kind of like in the whole country, behind Ole Miss, Southern Cal. Do you see that still being a big part of what you're trying to do? I know you want to get the top classes out of high school, but you almost have to, like, re-recruit them every year to stay on your team. And I want you to comment on that. And then maybe which transfers stood out, and, boy, you're really expecting big things for them come the fall.
Yeah, look, I think the transfer portal is here to stay. I think there's going to be some adjustments. I think you're going to see the transfer portal not be quite as accessible. I think there's going to be some dead time where I think you're going to get a chance to go into the portal, but I think it's going to close. I think those windows will allow us to set our roster a little bit better. I think you're also probably going to see that initial counters will go by the wayside, which allows us to set our entire 85. This year, as you know, we had 32 initials, and I couldn't fill our roster back to 85 because we were capped at the initials. And when you drop below because of the transfer portal, you can't catch back up. So
right.
I think there's some legislation in the wings that's going to address some of these things that, I guess my point is, I think it's going to slow down a little bit, and it'll slow down for us as well. I want to build it through freshmen, but we will take some transfers, but they have to hit the right notes. First of all, there's got to be a tie to LSU. As you know, I took 6 players, 7 in total, actually, that had ties to the state of Louisiana. I want them to have a passion for playing at LSU, and these guys were from Louisiana. And it makes sense, right? I mean,
right.
They grow up with the flagship school being LSU that they want to play here, and then build it that way. And we'll fill it by topping off the tank. The rest is going to be developing your players. That's my background. I've always been about player development. And then in areas of need, we'll bring in some of the guys through the transfer portal.
Coach Kelly, you know, you bring up, I got a story there, when you bring up about Louisiana connection. Here I went from the Saints. I was playing with the Falcons, lived in Atlanta 14 years. So my son, T-Bob, who played at Great Atlanta Christian, and you know, he was like top three center in the nation, could have, you know, go to Clemson, you know, go to Florida, University of Georgia. Mark Rick was there at Georgia at the time. I was good friends with him. And, you know, my dad's looking at me like, what? That's not even a choice. He got to know where his roots from. He has to go to LSU. And I said, Dad, I'm not going to tell him what to do. He says, well, he goes play at Clemson. Or he goes to Florida to get, call him Hebert Herbert. He comes back to Louisiana, they're going to say Hebert. And so when I never forget when he told my dad, he goes, Papa, I'm going to LSU. My dad started crying. He thought it was the best thing ever. And I could not control that. So I totally understand the Louisiana ties. And it's special here that you might go away, but you always want to come back home. And just the relationship that Tiger fans have for their team. And I think that's important, like you said, to do that. If you, even though you might leave and the door's still open, you have that Louisiana connection to be able to have that type of relationship when you come to LSU and you understand what it means to play in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, look, you guys know I've been all over the country and have seen every state and every high school. There's nothing quite like the state of Louisiana in terms of the passion that the high school coaches have for the state of Louisiana and LSU. And that's why we have to be able to pull our base. Will we go outside the state for certain players, maybe a lineman here or there or some other players? Possibly. But it's about pulling the state. And I mean the entire state from, you know, the south to the north. And because there is such a passion for wanting to play for LSU. So that's our charge. You guys would be interested to know. We have set up a kind of a pro player personnel chart now where we're charting all of the Louisiana players that are playing at Power 5 teams in case they do go into the transfer portal. We need to know about them. And that's the strength of this state. And you're absolutely right. It's very unique.
Now, Coach Kelly, before I let Mike chime in, you know, you talk about tight end, you know, you talk offensive line. And this day and age, I think this is even old school. Now, you're never going to have too many cover corners. I know, right there, I'm looking essentially lost four starting cornerbacks. So that'll keep you up at night, especially if you got guys out there on the island and what you're demanding and what you're asking them to do at times. So that has to be somewhat of a concern also.
Well, as you know, we went into the portal to take three. Mekhi Gardner from ULL. We think he's an NFL prospect, 6'2", 215 pounds. Jarek Bernard Converse was first team all Big 12 at Oklahoma State. He's played 4 years, you know, get the COVID year. We bring him in. Seven Smith from Ohio State, another starting corner in the Big Ten. So we've added three veteran corners that you absolutely have to compete in the SEC. So, again, we knew where our weaknesses were. We knew we needed to address them because, look, you don't have time to rebuild. This is
right.
You gotta go in and win right away. I don't have patience for it. Nobody else does either. So those are the areas that required us to retool, and I think we put ourselves in a better position.
Coach, I got to see him play so much in high school. It was right down the road from me. Last year we saw glimpses of it, and this year in the spring he made his presence felt. And that's Mason Smith, a defensive tackle for you. Your thoughts on Mason and his progress as a player? Because, man, listen, I've been doing this a long time. He's the best big man athlete I've ever seen from the Bayou region. He can move for a big guy.
Well, I think what people don't realize is his ability to rush the passer. You know, obviously it's explosiveness, his ability to use his hands, but he's a thrasher from an inside-out position. And, you know, he reminds me a lot of Stephon Tuitt, who played for me and you know, obviously has had a great career with the Steelers. He can run things down. He can play a lot of plays. I think he's a guy that has a chance to play on third down at his size. And as you know, once you get an opportunity to play on third down as a big guy like that, you change your whole trajectory in terms of draft status. You know, he now gets considered as a first-round draft pick. I think he's an extraordinary talent. He's still growing into his body. But he's one of those guys that, you know, Jerry Tillery, who was obviously from Shreveport that I recruited up to Notre Dame, another Louisiana kid, that I think, you know, he has a bigger upside than Jerry, and Jerry is having a great career with San Diego. So I agree with you 100%.
Coach, you've always stressed the kicking game and winning that department. And now you're going to have a new punter, a new kicker. That kicker, man, one thing with Cade York, man, he was as cool as the other side of the pillow. It didn't matter to him. Hey, kid, get in there and kick the ball for a field goal. He did that. He didn't even see the goalposts when he hit that shot in Gainesville. Your thoughts on the kicking game? Because I know you have put a lot of emphasis on it. Coach Polian has been a big part of that also. But has anybody kind of broke out of that from a punter-kicker standpoint? And also in the return game, because with the athletes you have, you would figure you got a shot here to find somebody that can really be explosive in the return game. One of the guys from last year decided to leave in Trey Palmer. But talk a little bit about the kicking game, because I know you place a tremendous emphasis on the kicking game.
Yeah, I think it wins games for you. You know, I think that hidden yardage that's in the kicking game, you know, sets you up defensively and offensively for hidden yardage and points in the game. And, you know, I'm much more about winning games. And the special teams has been an emphasis. And, you know, we've got a freshman coming in from Michigan, Nate Dilbert, who came down and camped at LSU and was spectacular. He wasn't good. He was spectacular. And kicked up in tough conditions in Michigan. But when he came down here, just blew the field away. So we have a lot of confidence in his ability. We like his makeup. He is young coming in. And so I think the other kickers here through the spring, we like what they did as well. But I think we're going to be okay there. I think we've got strength in terms of kicking the ball off. And then I'm bringing in the punter who punted for me for 3 years at Notre Dame. So we think that the punting game is going to be solid. I think the kicking game could surprise people, even though it's going to be young. I think they're very talented. And I think you're absolutely right. I think the most important thing here is we're going to have some electric return opportunities with our punt return and certainly our kickoff. So the emphasis will be there. Coach Polian does a great job. His detail is incredible. And we're going to put really good players on this team. This is frontline guys. That's what the NFL wants to see from these college players. They want to see guys that are committed to special teams. So we're going to have our best players on special teams.
Now, Coach Kelly, to come back full circle now to talk about the quarterback position and the competition there. The reason why I bring this up, because there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. Obviously, you just want to win the game, and you want some leadership, particularly one guy, or if you have the whole room, being able to lead the team. And I'm going to even bring up like a situation, and you might even be in that regard, maybe put in this position, like with the Saints. Here you had, you're going to have a first ballot Hall of Famer in Drew Brees, and even Sean Payton, the great Sean Payton, the way he called plays, and all, even at times, Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill's taking quarterback snaps in the red zone or goal to goal. Do you see maybe a situation? I know you only want to play one guy if that's the case, but considering different type of quarterbacks, like, look, I'm looking at Jaden Daniels and what he accomplished at Arizona State. I mean, then he had outstanding freshman year, but as far as him running the ball, let's say Miles is in there and he's throwing the ball well, and would you have maybe a certain game plan against a certain opponent, then maybe you utilize a running quarterback in that regard and not just stick to one? Because I know you got two young guys in Garrett Nussmeier and Walker Howard, but I'm just kind of looking at the guys who have a lot of experience or somewhat experience at that college level. Could that be a possibility? Because I know the bottom line, you just want to win, whether it's only Miles or it's only Daniels or it's a combination of both. The bottom line is to get the production out of that position at a high level, right?
And no doubt. I mean, look, and like I said earlier, I think I was commenting about the quarterback situation. I don't know if it was after the spring game or maybe a press conference. Everybody wants to play one quarterback, but, you know, we have four kids that have the traits to be successful. And so if we have to put together more than one quarterback, then that's incumbent upon me and Coach Sloan and Coach Denbrock to get that done. We've got to put the best players in the best situations to succeed. We got to put egos aside and we got to make that work. So if it's more than one, then that's what we need to do. I mean, Jaden Daniels he's got an incredible skill set. He ran 21 miles per hour in a spring practice. That's pretty good. The ball comes out quickly. Miles Brennan throws the ball as well as anybody outside the numbers. Garrett Nussmeier, his progression read is outstanding. We know he's got, you know, live arm. And Marker Howard is a five-star quarterback. So we have to be able to get production out of that position. And if it means playing more than one, then that's what we'll have to do to win football games.
LSU head football coach Brian Kelly, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks coach.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.